The election is less than 3 weeks away, and we've got new numbers. The new KCTS Washington poll results are out today, and UW professor and pollster Matt Barreto joins us with the latest. Hi, Matt.
How you doing, David?
So what are you showing for the governor's race?
Well, the governor's race is absolutely a dead heat. It's within the margin of error. If you look at the results today on the KCTS 9 Washington poll, we've got Inslee up by just 3 points, 48-45. And the margin of error is 3.5, so it is absolutely close. And it's interesting because it's a contrast to the very, very large lead that Maria Cantwell has and also President Obama has.
Is that a change from earlier poll numbers?
Well, I think it's been fairly consistent here. I haven't seen too many polls where Inslee's been up by 5 or 6 points. There has been a lot of data out suggesting that he does have between a 1, 2, 3, 4 point lead. And, it would seem that he just can't catch up to those other Democrats who are running so well in the state and ahead by double digits. And so I think that's something that Inslee needs to, look at and assess. How are they only up by 3 when Obama's up by 10?
How many voters are still undecided?
On this, there's not a huge amount of undecided voters. It's about 7%. Those are the ones that are really going to get inundated with ads and knocks on the door and looking at all the mail that comes in about the election. Those 7%, I think, will be key, but not just those 7%. I think independent voters statewide, right now they're trending for Rob McKenna by about 8 points. And if he can push that up to 10 or 12, among independents, I think that McKenna will be perhaps ahead.
I want to get to charter schools. That's Initiative 1240, and we're going to be talking to school head Randy Dorn in a minute about that. He's coming out this morning saying he's against 1240. What are the voters saying?
Well, 1240 is showing that it could be a very, very close election on this. Right now we have it at 47.5% yes, so it's under that 50% threshold, but it does have a lead. We only have 39.2% saying no. So it's got about a lead of about 8 points in the poll. But typically, initiatives look to try to be at or above 50% in polls because a lot of times when voters are sitting there evaluating things, they may think, is it worth it to change the law on this? And some of those undecided voters end up voting no. But it does have a large lead. And I know from listening to your shows this week, that there's a huge amount of money being spent on the yes vote on public charter schools and not very much spent on the no. So that heavy ad campaign could end up pushing the yes over 50%.
And I've got just about a minute left, but tell me, what are you showing for same-sex marriage?
Well, same-sex marriage is obviously one of the initiatives attracting a lot of local but national attention. I mean, Washington State appears to be poised to be the first state that will approve same-sex marriage. We have it at 56% yes right now in the poll, has a large lead. I don't think it's going to win by huge margins, as a lot of the polls are suggesting, not just ours, but it does appear that it will win by about 7 to 10 points. And if it can stay over that 50% threshold, Washington State, has trended this way for a number of years, approved referendum 71, and it appears 74 is ahead in the polls.
All right, Matt Barreto, thanks for telling us about it.
Anytime, David.
Matt Barreto is UW professor and pollster, and he was telling us about the new KCTS 9 Washington poll. Those results are out today. They're actually not officially out until 1 p.m., but you can see them now on the KCTS website. That's kcts9.org/vote2012.